The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 7th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of Buddy Holly, Charles Hardin Holly, born in Lubbock, Texas, 1936, who by the age of 13 was playing what he called Western Bop at local clubs. He was 19 when an agent discovered him, signed him to Decca Records, and the next year, with three friends, he formed the Crickets, who then released That'll Be the Day, which sold over a million copies. Buddy Holly's career was short. He died in February 1959 in a plane crash in northern Iowa. And soon after, an English band that admired the Crickets decided to call themselves the Beatles. It's the birthday of Sonny Rollins, the tenor saxophonist in New York City, 1930, who recorded with Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, and John Coltrane. First began recording what was called bebop music in 1949. In 1954, he took a year off from music to deal with his addiction to heroin, and in 1959, dissatisfied with his playing, he took another sabbatical and practiced every day on the Williamsburg Bridge over the East River in New York. In 1962, he came back and recorded an album entitled The Bridge, which marked the beginning of his avant-garde period. It's the birthday of director and author Ilya Kazan, born in Istanbul, Turkey, 1909. His parents were Greek. They moved to America when Kazan was four. He became an actor in the Group Theater in New York, joined the Communist Party, which he quit shortly thereafter. He became an acclaimed Broadway director in the 40s, directing Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and about the same time began his film career, directing Gentleman's Agreement, On the Waterfront, East of Eden. In his autobiography, he told how, in 1952, he chose to cooperate with the House Un-American Activities Committee and named at least eight of his friends as communists, thus getting them blacklisted, which caused great controversy at the time. Kazan said, "I thought I would be doing a terrible thing to pretend ignorance. On the other hand," he said, "maybe I did wrong, probably did. Anyone who informs on other people is doing something disturbing and even disgusting. It doesn't sit well on anyone's conscience." It's the birthday of Dame Edith Sitwell, born in Yorkshire, England, 1887, raised by eccentric parents, and she became a famous one herself, dressing in elaborate Baroque costumes, publicizing herself and her poetry. She was friends with Aldous Huxley, T.S. Eliot, Virginia Woolf, an early supporter of Dylan Thomas. Her autobiography, Taken Care Of, was published posthumously in 1965. And it's the birthday of the brilliant and unfortunate William Freeze Greene, born in Bristol, England, 1855, who between 1885 and 1890 built a series of four prototype motion picture cameras and was granted a patent for a camera to record movement. In the process, he went bankrupt and had to sell the rights to the patent for £500. During his lifetime, he took out more than 70 patents for other inventions, including X-ray and light printing on paper fabrics, inkless printing, electrical transmission of images, earned little money from them, and was on the verge of bankruptcy all of his life. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson entitled Parting. My life closed twice before its close. It yet remains to see if immortality unveil a third event to me. So huge, so hopeless to conceive as these that twice befell. Parting is all we know of heaven and all we need of hell. Emily Dickinson's poem entitled Parting. That's the Writer's Almanac,
supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Cicala. Be well. Do good work. Keep in touch.
Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.